The Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Half past 9 o'clock. We are the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Kline Jr. and Mark Davila. All right. First up, let's go.
You again.
Every fucking time. Here I am. I know.
Get over here. So,
all right.
A billionaire has an idea that he would like to send.
Is it me?
Two people. Maybe. You could apply for this.
Apply for that billionaire job? I put my application in. I haven't gotten any calls yet.
Send two people on a flyby mission of Mars. It'll take about 500 and I think
how many fucking rich assholes are messing with Mars? Wait a minute. Last week or 2 weeks ago, you told me about that millionaire who wanted to go to Mars. And now it's a different billionaire.
I don't know
who
it's
wants
different.
To send
I think
people.
It's different.
Rich people, all they want to do is fuck with Mars.
So what they want to do is in 2018 launch this mission, which will take about 520 days or something. So over a year.
Okay.
Oh, that's almost two, right? To a year.
Listen, what am I going to do? Some math? I don't know.
365, it's six. I guess a year, a little less than a year and a half.
Yeah, a year and a half. It's fine.
Anyway, and it'd like a couple.
The fuck?
A married couple.
In orbit over Mars.
No.
If you have a space baby.
They want a married couple because you're going to have to spend 500 days
No married couple. I'll do it with like the hottest fucking chick ever. That way, I mean, either when we get back home, she's going to be in love with me, she'll fucking hate me, or she'll be dead.
Okay, who are you choosing then?
I don't know.
Listen,
I don't like celebrities.
Well, fuck you. You got to choose one. You can't say...
I want a hot chick.
You can't say Lisa at work because no one knows what the fuck you're talking about.
I don't
about.
Care. Picture Lisa as the hottest you've ever seen. There
Just
you go.
Pick a, play the game.
Oh, fine. Shit. Name some hot celebrities. Fine. One of the Kardashians. Everyone knows who that is.
You with that big fat ass in your fucking cockpit with you?
Exactly. That's fine. Fine. You know, somebody people know. Kim Kardashian. I mean, she's hot. You can't say she's not.
She's okay.
Whatever. I'm taking her.
I believe I'd pick Mila.
I knew you were going to say that.
She's one of my favorites, even though she...
Even though she refuses to date me.
Yeah. I'm going to ignore the fact that she is probably having sex with Ashton Kutcher right now.
As we speak. That dude's so handsome and in such awesome shape. You know, I mean, he gives it to her really good. Way better than you ever could.
I want to have sex with Meg Griffin. Not the old DJ.
I was like, what?
A cartoon character.
Oh, the cartoon character.
Well, not the character. Mila Kunis, damn it.
Oh, okay. Because, I mean, if you want to have sex with an animated creation, I mean, you're out of luck. The technology doesn't exist.
Some radio station in England, she was, you know, doing the, like, those stupid, what do they call them?
The little promos?
You know, the interview where they sit in a room for all, like, 6 hours and just people parade in and give them interviews.
Is that more of, like, the satellite thing?
The junkets.
Was it, like, via satellite or was she there for some reason?
No, she was there.
Okay.
And for the press junket, they sent in some, like, young guy, you know, with a charming British accent, and he pretty much asked her out.
Yeah.
Didn't really work out for him.
Of course not.
She said yes, but she
of course,
no.
Yeah, listen, she'll play along, because she's cool, I guess. Yeah, I mean, I really don't know if she's cool.
We can go out for some fish and chips and get a pint.
She seems like she's cool, which might be all just a show.
She probably is cool, but she's not cool.
No, you're hoping she's cool because you like her so much.
Dude,
she might be a bitch. We have no idea.
From interviews I've seen, she seems nice.
Interviews. She's still doing her character. We don't know what the real Mila or Mula. It's Mula. Mula Canis, right? That's her name?
Although I do know that Adam Carolla said once that she wasn't that good looking in person.
Yeah. I mean, he likes her, but, you know, he's not in favor of her being like the top 10, one of the top 10 hottest chicks, which she's always on those lists.
I've only seen one girl celebrity in person. That's Mila. No,
no, it wasn't. You're a liar.
It was Tara Reid at the airport.
Yeah, I was with you. She looked pretty hot. But you know what? She looked just as hot as the hottest chicks that I see normally. throughout my day. You know, normal girls. That's why I don't like celebrities. They're no hotter than normal girls.
You're not
normal hot girls anyway.
Celebrities are no hotter than Mark.
They're not. Have you seen me?
Give it up, Bradley Cooper. It's over.
Yeah. Give it up. Let me fuck you, Bradley. Then you'll see. Didn't you see who's better?
See, I gotta start making new names. No more Tom Cruise is my go-to.
Bradley Cooper is your new go-to handsome man.
Yep.
I mean, he's a good-looking guy. I think about Chatham Tanning?
He's
a good-looking guy.
Yeah, but he's not as...
I'm not a fan of his name.
He's not as renowned as
Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper's in every fucking movie, you know.
Chatham Tanning's in a lot of movies. It's not like he doesn't get around.
New
G.I. Joe movie's coming out, finally.
Oh, exciting. Yeah, into the other one. Anyhow, so they're looking for a couple, because and they want an older couple because...
80.
There's a chance that you're going to be infertile and you're done because of the radiation.
Probably. I remember seeing some special, and there was a shitload of radiation in space. Like, when you come back, you have cancer, pretty much. There's a lot.
That was the thing. They go, you might not be able to have kids, so we want someone who doesn't want kids. And if you're older, you might die before the radiation kicks in.
Oh, awesome, awesome. Yeah, can I sign up? Let's all do that.
Well, you know what? I'd sign up today.
You like cancer? I mean, when you come back, you probably wouldn't have that much longer to live. And so what? You spent a year and a half in space in a fucking tiny-ass room with a chick?
Or maybe the space radiation makes you immune to cancers.
You know? Do you understand that's not how shit works?
It's not, idiot.
It's not
giving... Hey, idiot. Cancer treatment. Low dose of radiation to kill it, right?
Yeah, but you know what?
Exactly.
Hey, they don't preemptively give people radiation and chemotherapy when you don't have
cancer.
Maybe
they fucking should. Maybe I'm going to start getting radiation treatment.
You should. See what happens. Or maybe you'll get superpowers.
Could be.
Wow. I come back, I'm a superhero.
So me and Mila Kunis are going to be in a spaceship.
At gunpoint? How are you getting her on that
ship? Just work with me on this.
Okay.
And we're going to launch in 2018. She'll be a little long in the tooth by then, but it's okay. And
5 years from now, what else should be? 30?
Maybe.
I don't know how old she is.
So, you fly, so you're in the same cockpit, and then what they're saying is, for entertainment, they're going to release movies as you go along, so you can't just watch all your movies in like one day.
For entertainment, we'll blow each other. That's fine.
But think about it. They could beam down like the newest season of, whatever show you're watching.
If you're watching Breaking Bad, you can see the latest episodes.
Well, Breaking Bad will be done. So whatever new show you're watching then.
Walking Dead.
Season 14 of Walking Dead. It'll take a while to like, download to your computer, but you can get it.
Oh, that sounds good. Listen, I have no problem with just staying in a room and watching TV all day. And plus, I have a chick. Like, I would do that by myself. That could be my life. You know, I've done that for many years. Just being alone and just my only companionship is the TV.
The only reason that I feel bad about getting up or not getting up. Why? Like, some Saturdays, I'll sleep until, like, 3 or 4 o'clock. I'm like, fuck, I wasted it.
You feel bad because you could have been watching TV all day?
No, I feel bad because it's, like, my day off, and I wasted it, and I'm not accomplishing anything, and, like, I'm not bettering myself in life. But if I'm in a spaceship and that's my job, oh, my God, lounging is my job, I'm in.
I'm confused about how you think you're bettering yourself on a normal day.
I'm not. That's my point.
No, even the days where you get up and you don't
sleep
in. I'm not.
That's my point.
Yeah, you don't better yourself.
So anyways, so you're going to fly for 200... Wait, what did I say?
Whatever. Days,
and then when you get to Mars, you just like go
turn
around.
Turn around and come back, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That was nice.
I don't understand what the whole point of that is.
Because it's a study in long-distance space. Because if we're going to start colonizing other places...
I guess it's a study on how fucked up you're going to be when you get back. When you boil it down, that's what it is. And anyone who signs up for it... It's just stupid because that's what the whole study is. It's going to fuck you up, but I want to see how bad it's going to fuck you up.
Because I'm telling you, I'd sign up.
I know.
Mila Kunis or not. That's not the.
Yeah, I got
it. They say, you know what? Mila's got a couple films to film.
Film to film? I got film to film to film on film.
Mila's got work, so she's not going to be able to make it. Like,
oh, I got work this week. I can't go
to
Mars.
But Fran Drescher was available. Like, all right. Ah, Mr. Sheffield. Mr. Sheffield's not
we'll do episodes of The Nanny.
The Nanny named Fran. That's got to be on a loop. That was her, like, if we go, my theme song's got to be on a loop for all 500 days.
Well, the good thing is, all those episodes are done, so that way you could just, you know, you don't have to wait for shit to be downloaded. You just take them with you. And you could just watch those over and over. Listen,
I do French. I know she believes in ghosts and psychics.
She's a weirdo, but she's still an attractive woman. Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
She's good.
And then the other thing they said, what was the other thing they said?
I don't know. Why do you always ask me these things? Why is my penis so small? I don't know.
You have to have something to work out with, you know.
It's really hard to work out in space because I could fucking bench 500 pounds and ain't shit. How am I working out in space?
Oh, yeah. The other thing
there's no gravity.
They've done some tests on Earth. Like, they had the biospheres back in the 90s.
Let me tell you something. When astronauts come back from their, you know, missions,
they get lots
in orbit,
of pussy.
Well, that too. But they've been in space for a while, and it's not a year and a half. They are weak as hell because your muscles are kind of degenerating
so
a little bit.
When they get back, they're like me.
There's no resistance. You come back, I could knock you over with a feather.
They have like strength of a climb.
Yeah, not even. You can overpower them easily. And imagine a year and a half of pretty much barely using your muscles.
But they're saying that they did do like an isolation chamber to be like Mars for, I think it was a year.
I thought you were going to say to be like Mark.
Russians did it for like a year or two. And there was no sun, no out. And apparently when you're on a natural no sun thing, your days go to 25 hours naturally. That's like a natural human day is 25 hours.
I don't know how you mean that.
Well, now we're worth a 24-hour day, right?
Well, yeah, just because we use clocks.
If you don't have a clock, you go to 25 hours. It's more natural.
I don't go to any hours. I don't have a fucking clock. I'm in a dark room doing nothing.
But you'll split it up by 25 hours.
Will I? I don't know about that study. Maybe I wouldn't split it up at all. I fucking wake up, I hang out, and I go to sleep. I don't know how long I've been sleeping. There's no hours,
you shithead. The hours awake plus the hours of sleep.
How am I counting my hours? If I have a clock to count how long I've went to sleep, I have a clock.
You are a dumb fuck. You know that?
How am I counting my hours?
Fucking listen.
Okay.
They're doing the study, so they're fucking paying attention to what you're doing in there. You wake day one, you're awake.
Yeah.
Well, forget it. Day two, you wake up. 6 a.m.
Yeah. No,
it doesn't matter what time you wake up.
Okay.
Day two, you wake up.
I got you. I'm awake.
You stay up for 12 hours.
Is that how do everyone stayed up for 12 hours exactly?
I don't. Will you listen to me?
I'm trying to make sense of it.
They do it by this.
Okay.
I can't do the math off my head real quick. But
okay.
You stay up for a certain amount of time, you're awake, and then you go to sleep. And when you wake up again, they stop the clock, and that's how long your day is.
And consistently,
it was 25 hours.
25 hours.
Yes.
I'd need to talk with these scientists. I don't know about any of this.
Whatever.
All right.
So Mark and I are leaving. We're going to go to Mars.
Because we're a gay couple, I guess. Yeah. Podcast from Mars.
Oh, and it takes 40 minutes it'll take us 40 minutes to send our podcast back to NASA. Or whoever is doing whoever the home base is.
At least we get a lot of downloads. We probably got to be pretty popular. The Mars podcast?
Yeah, we're in the middle of space. And then once Earth is, like, gone, like, as a tiny speck, you're like, you have nothing to look at.
Yeah, except each other.
That's got to be, you know what, that first few moments, like, that must be scary, though.
No, fucking close the blinds and turn on the TV.
Like, you're farther than any human's ever been from Earth, as far as we know.
Please, you know what, it's like, hey, you want to watch season one of Sopranos? Like,
all
right.
Sounds sweet to me. It's like,
we'd bring all our favorite shows, like, all this, like, hey, let's bring Sopranos, let's bring 6 Feet Under, all the good HBO shows. You're pretty good.
Do you think we'd hate each other?
Bring a lot of books. Actually, you bring a Kindle, I suppose. Download a lot.
By at least like a few months in, you'd be ignoring.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure we'd have periods where we just ignored each other.
It might be fun the first few months.
No, listen, we'd get sick of each other after a while, and then we'd get it, you know, we'd kind of get over it, and then, you know, we'd be buddies again.
All right, that sounds exciting.
Yeah, it's like you know, a normal life. All right, HotshotWizKids.com, full sodes, mini sodes, shut up and watch the movie.
Archives,
music reviews sometimes. What else we got? Something?
Angry Draft articles.
Yeah, that's dudes me. Writes shit.
That's me.
Third Wheel Edition sometimes.
I'm tall and I'm angry, so I'm a giraffe.
Yeah, all right. You know what we got. HotshotWizKids.com.